Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Something I just pray into just because I feel like God's given me faith for it is Saeed coming home and God using you both as evangelists to turn this country on fire because we are desperate for a revival here. The cost has been so phenomenal to you, to your children, to Saeed, especially in that prison. And remember just one of the stories of the abuse that he was taking and learned that a nurse was about to treat him for his injuries. Well, then she learned he was a Christian and refused to touch him because he was unclean and he was denied pain medication. I mean, that one just drove me to tears. But I want you just to say more about that because here this is a pure-hearted, Christ-following man who's gentle and was there to help the Iranian people. And a nurse would see him in that light. Just talk about that scenario.
Yes, you know, he's had a lot of the beatings and rejections from doctors and nurses who were supposed to be treating him. Because he was a convert, he was considered unclean as a Christian. And so he was suffering without any aid, without any treatment. And you know, he was actually... those who were persecuting him, he was hugging, he was forgiving, and we saw transformation in the prison. We saw lives given to Christ, and because of that, he was exiled. You know, I didn't know there was an exile prison. It was possible, but he was exiled to, another prison. But he has just, you know, God has used him to show the love of Christ to those who are persecuting him, who consider him unclean and defiled because of his Christian faith. I know the biggest trial for him has been seeing the kids, you know, his parents get to show pictures of the kids behind the glass window when they see him in prison. So the biggest trial has been seeing the kids grow up without him. My daughter, the last time we were together as a family celebrating her 5th birthday, and she just turned 8 last month. And I know those are times where he weeps when he sees pictures of them and knows he's not there to see them grow up. I know that's harder for him than the tortures and beatings. And I know, you know, he has such a strong mindset that, you know, he knows I'm here for the gospel, and he's rejoiced. He's written letters from prison saying, the joy of the Lord is my strength. But, you know, I've been able to hear of, you know, I haven't been able to visit him, but his parents say the part where he just breaks down is where he sees, he longs to be with our family, with the kids and I, and that's the hard part. But, you know, he wrote a letter to our daughter on her 8th birthday and saying, you know what, the answer to why I'm not home yet, the answer to why Jesus doesn't seem to have answered your prayers is who Jesus is the answer. He's in control. He's worth the price of following him. And I'm so proud of him for standing for his faith, even through his pain of being in that horrible prison.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.